Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. I thought with the start of the new year, it might be a good time to have a look at real estate, and real estate specifically in Orange. And our go-to man with regard to all that, of course, is Andrew Vogler from Century 21. He's with me this morning. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. Now, look, plenty of us homeowners, some investors here in the market, some people trying to get into the market as the new year is here. But before we go to the new year, let's talk about 2020, the year that was. Now, how did the second half of the year finish up in terms of real estate?
It was very, very different to probably what we're expecting around about March and April of last year. To be honest, we weren't really sure what was going to happen price-wise in markets like Orange. But the back half of 2020, incredibly strong. A lot of demand for properties in Orange. Supply of homes in Orange was down quite a lot. Now, nationally, they were down on listings about 25%. Orange is probably somewhere in that 20 to 30% range there as well. So while there are a lot of properties selling, there were actually less transactions in Orange in 2020 than we'd expect in a normal year. So that's going to be the interesting thing to watch rolling into this year.
Okay, is it still a case, and I don't know if this is a misnomer or it's actually true, that it's all Sydney buyers coming west to make that tree change to maybe snap up an investment property here in the Central West?
Yeah, it's very easy to say it's all Sydney buyers and Sydney money heading west and buying investments and that sort of thing, but that's not the full story. The majority of buyers that we're seeing in Orange at the moment are local buyers. Now, whether they're first-time buyers looking to get a start in the market, you're upsizing, downsizing, or investing, the stats from domain.com.au back this up. So over 50% of property searches are actually buyers within the 2800 postcode. So a lot of local activity, and we're seeing this week in, week out at open homes, a lot of familiar local faces looking to buy as investments or for a new home for themselves.
Okay, let's talk about the year that is ahead of us. Are we still heading in that upward trend?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens next few months. So at the moment, we're still seeing a lot of competition for properties. So that will drive a little bit of growth in terms of prices. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think the big thing is going to be the supply of homes in Orange. Mm. If we have that 20 to 30% reduction that we saw last year, you can expect there's still going to be a lot of demand from buyers. So the drivers are still there, people wanting to relocate to Orange, people wanting to invest in the city as well. It's all about the supply of homes. So if we've got a good volume of properties and blocks of land coming on the market, we might see that growth maybe level out a little bit. Otherwise, if there's that shortage of listings, yeah, there could be some more growth to come here early in 2021.
Okay, now the supply, it's particularly, as you say, down at the moment. Do you think this is a COVID-related thing? People are just sitting tight and seeing what happens on a broader scale?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just Orange. This is right across the country. So we saw this from probably September of 2020 onwards. Listings were down about 25% nationally. So we're seeing the same things replicated in a lot of different markets at the moment. The difference for Orange is that it's a desirable place to relocate to. If you don't have to work in the CBD of Sydney or anywhere nearby, you can make that tree change. You can move to a lovely city. We've got a fantastic place to live here, and the secret's out on that now. People don't have to work in the city. They relocate out here and enjoy the lifestyle that we've got.
Okay, so I guess sitting here looking at the year ahead of us, it's all about supply. If the houses are here, they'll get snapped up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So good time for, we've got a lot of clients at the moment reassessing the values of their homes and thinking, well, tell you what, we can cash in now and do pretty well from there. So yeah, it's a good opportunity to sit back, reassess the numbers and make some decisions from there.
All right, I'm with Andrew Vogel from Century 21 talking about real estate in Orange at the moment. Mate, thank you very much for your time, the insight and the information. Have a good day.
You too.